It's us. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. And if you like a good love story, and I do,
and
you do,
really?
Here's one for you. Wouldn't It Be Something is a fantastic love story that is told in letter form because it's a true love story, and it's letters between two people who loved each other very, very, very much. Dennis Depsick is here right now to tell us the story of himself and Maggie. Dennis, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is a stunning, beautiful love story. You live this, so you already know this. There are ups and downs to every love story,
right.
And they're all here. I mean, you're very bold. You put them all out there.
Well, yeah, I was. I try to be very upfront. I learned that from Maggie, who also believed very much in being down to earth and being honest and just telling you what she feels. And actually, she brought me a long way from the time we initially got in touch with each other or connected in the sense that I always held my feelings back. In fact, the entire time we wrote to each other were the 3 years when I was stationed in Heidelberg, Germany, and Maggie was here back home. There was a 7 years age difference between us, and she was nothing more to me than my sister-in-law's kid sister.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, this is what is so fascinating, is you guys just kind of began, you were pen pals, basically.
Exactly what it was. The first time I saw her, she was 13, I was 20. She was,
Dennis, move
she
just a
was
little closer.
Her,
yeah, thank you. That's better. That's all right.
She was at her mother's funeral. Her mother passed away when Maggie was 13. I don't remember her being there, but I know I was there because my brother was marrying her sister, and they were getting married in 3 weeks. I don't remember her. But she began writing letters to me when she was in high school.
And you were in Vietnam?
I was not in Vietnam. I was very fortunate. It was during the Vietnam era.
Okay.
But I was in Heidelberg, Germany, and I was delivering classified material for the Army to different countries. I was trained as an infantry officer in officer's candidate school, but very fortunately got a branch transfer and ended up in the courier service and spent my last 2 years of the 3 years I spent in the courier service delivering classified material.
Yeah.
And it was during that time that Maggie wrote.
Espionage is now also involved.
Espionage should be involved. How did it come that she started writing these letters? What exactly prompted this?
I initially thought it was Maggie just being nice to her brother's-in-law's brother who was in the service.
Yeah.
I found out later that she did have a crush on me a long time ago, but always thought, 7 years older than me, I have no chance with him. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
And that's how I treated her in the beginning, as just a pen pal, just an insignificant kid. And over the course of writing for the time that I was in the service, her letters are so beautiful that I just fell in love with her.
Yeah. She grew up a couple of blocks away from you?
She grew up a block away from me.
A block away.
Just a block away. In Bridgeport, my brother, as I said, married her sister, so he married a woman a block away. And my other brother married another girl a block away.
But isn't it funny when you think about the vastness of the planet and the odds of two people that are so right from each other living just a block away? That's a miracle.
It is. It actually is. I mean, yeah. I never really thought of it that way, but you're right.
Yeah.
It is.
So those early letters was pretty much you telling her, I'm sure a lot of the information was classified, but it was just you talking about life in Germany?
Yeah, actually, it's not classified at all.
No?
I tell my kids, anyone can read these letters because it's not like your typical letters between two people in love. It's letters where we began to learn about each other. I began to ask her questions about what does she think about this or that, and she would respond. She was always quick to tell me what she thought of me, how much she cared for me. I was extremely cautious. Because I didn't know. She and I had never had hardly spent more than 20 minutes alone with each other. So for me to tell her I loved her was something I just felt I could not do.
But what if in one of these letters she had mentioned to you casually, oh, by the way, I'm dating somebody. And maybe she did in one of the letters or more. How would you have reacted to that? Would you have been okay with that at that point?
Well, actually, Maggie got engaged shortly after graduating from high school.
All right, that's even more severe. How did you take this
news? But at
that
point, I didn't care because she meant nothing to me. And actually, she ended up, which is not so obvious in the letters, but she ended up getting engaged again probably about a year and a half, about a year before I came back from the service. But at that point, I still wasn't that interested in her. I didn't find out she was actually engaged a second time until I came home on leave, and she told me.
Yeah.
And she had broke the engagement off.
Because of you?
Yeah.
Because of you?
Yeah, because of me.
Well, these poems that you two share are just amazing, and she's my dear Dennis. I mean, I nearly flipped to find a letter from you today, as I'm honored that you find time to write to plain old Magathy. I'm not a flatterer, as I only write what I feel, and my feelings are sincere. So, Den, you still remain the master flatterer. These are just sweet, well, and it amazes me that we can share in this just beautiful.
She's just
stuff.
So honest, and almost every one of her letters gives you a piece of her heart, and she's just so honest. And that's what I fell in love with, the fact that she could just say these things.
When you hear these words, is it a time machine? You go back when you hear the words?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I found the letters, I just fell in love all over again. The burning passion that I had when we were initially married, that you lose over the course of 41 years of marriage, just came rushing back just in reading her letters.
When did you realize you loved her?
Somebody tells me after looking at the letters now that you knew long before you admitted that you loved her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I loved her actually positively until I came home in January of 68 on a 2.5-day leave. And I came home just to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, nice kid.
Sure.
When I came home and I spent this time with her, I lost it. I just lost everything.
So you meet her for what you said, 20 minutes or something. You guys start writing for what, 3 years? Then that's when you come home finally and meet her?
I was home one other time before that for Christmas, but we were just pen pals. And she meant nothing to me. But once we began getting serious, there was a 13-month period where I never saw her, never talked to her, just communicated through our letters. And that's when our relationship began getting more serious. And when I came home after 13 months of not seeing or speaking to her, she was everything she was in her letters. And I just went, I lost it.
Beautiful?
Fantastic. Did the age difference bother you at some point?
Absolutely. That's why, as a kid to me, I'm not interested in this. 7 years younger than me.
Was that age? You went away.
When I went away, I was 24, and she was 17 when she started writing.
Yeah, and that's a big age difference at that point.
It was a big age difference, and I was like, no.
So if you were the same ages, would that have just not been an issue at all? If you guys were a year apart, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
I'm sure it would not have been an issue at all, but I don't think we would have gotten as serious as we did, because it was through our letters that we learned so much about each other. Because sometimes when you're face-to-face with somebody and you start sharing your opinions and you see their eyes and you go, oh, this isn't going right, so you change it.
Sure.
But in the letters, we couldn't do that. I honestly believe that if we had not written letters, we would never have gotten together.
And letters are so more in depth. I mean, I know people meet on Facebook and things like that, but letters, you're there busy working, but you're by yourself thinking about her. She's at home, and you just pour yourself into a letter where you don't on Facebook.
Exactly right. I mean, it was so hard for me when I found the letters. I had not realized that she had kept them all these years. And about a month after she passed away, I was going through some things in a closet and found this box, pulled down the box, and the letters, all the letters were in the box. I picked up one of her letters to read it, and as soon as I saw her handwriting, I couldn't. I just had to put it back.
And that's where Wouldn't It Be Something
came from. My original idea after she passed away was to write a book for my grandchildren. Because when she passed away, we had 6 grandchildren at that point. Mm-hmm. The oldest was 9, the youngest was less than a year. I found the letters after that, I decided to write a book. And once I found the letters, I said, this is it.
Absolutely.
This is my book.
Dennis, at some point you must have, you mentioned that your brother was married to Maggie's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point you must confess or talk to your brother about your situation. How did that go?
Actually, no.
No?
Actually, no. Because, again, I'm overseas and things. I'm not writing that much to my brother. And he was 8 years older than me. So we had a good relationship.
Yeah.
But I didn't talk about personal things with him. He was too much my older brother.
Oh, he was. You know? Yeah.
And Maggie's sister was 7, 8 years older than Maggie.
Oh.
And they had a good relationship. But again, Maggie kept her things somewhat private from her family. She told a couple of her friends about it, but that was about it.
So when did you get married then? So all of a sudden she comes home, you see her, you realize, oh yeah, I fell in love with her via written word, but now I'm seeing her, I must have her.
Right.
Then you got married soon thereafter?
Well, I came home April of 68, we got engaged August of 68, and we got married August of 69. Now I got engaged with her on my birthday. She was expecting it on her birthday, mm-hmm. but I didn't want me to be a gift to her on her birthday. So I waited for my birthday so she would be a gift to me by accepting my
And engagement. It's an easy way for you to remember the anniversary.
That's true. You discovered it.
I know how you guys work.
Dennis, what about the reaction from your kids as they've read this story? Because I'm sure they knew some of what went on, but there it is in your own words and her own words. What's the reaction from your kids?
It differs. Yeah. I have three surviving children. Mm-hmm. It differs. My one daughter, Erica, who is pretty much a carbon copy of Mary in every way, probably knows the letters by heart, can recite them line by line. My daughter Jennifer is also very, very touched by it. My son Paul, being a guy, is a little bit less likely to get involved in getting into the letters as much as my daughters do. And he still says he has a hard time hearing his mother's voice that way, but they are just in love with everything. They're crazy about the book.
How long were you married?
We're married 41 years.
And when did she pass away?
She passed away November 14, 2010.
Wow. That's a true love story. I mean, I am touched by these beautiful pictures, too. Dennis Depsick, Wouldn't It Be Something. Now, where is this book available?
It's available on Amazon and .com, BarnesandNoble.com. I certainly have copies of them.
I would imagine
living
you
in
do.
Buffalo Grove or near the area.
Stop by Dennis's house. He has some copies. I don't want to use the phrase mission accomplished, but you went into this with a goal. Did you meet that goal? Were you happy with the results?
I went well beyond my goal. The response I'm getting on this book from people who have read it is far beyond what I ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
It ends at the day we get married.
Yeah.
But I am going to do a follow-up about things that happened during our marriage that that kept us together and so forth.
Can I tell you, from as an outsider looking in, I think what people admire about this is that the letters were kept, because I think so many of us have situations where we say, I wish I would have kept that, or I wish I had a record of this, and sadly it's not there. You have it there.
I do, and I feel bad for the generation nowadays who won't have that there.
Yeah, because it's all texts now. People don't keep their whole life on texts.
Even my son says that. His courtship with his wife was all through emails.
Yeah.
And now they're gone.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to a time that I'm just in love again.
Well, I'm just disappointed that you didn't bring the recordings of you singing in the bathtub when you when you talked to my dear Miss Magathy, saying, you know, tell you what, I sing in the bathtub. You recorded yourself. What songs were you singing? We would have loved to have heard those.
She made some comment to me that she was surprised that I did things that she didn't expect, because she thought I was a pretty rigid individual, which I was.
Yeah.
And she made some comment that, tell me you sing in the bathtub and I'll fall in love with you. So I don't, but
sing
I told
in the
her
bathtub.
I did.
You are so cute. This is just a wonderfully sweet and touching story.
Great book. Wouldn't It Be Something? Available wherever better books are sold, or at Dennis's house if you're in the area. Dennis Depsick is his name. Thank you for sharing
with
us.
Thank
we
you so much
it.
For the time.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
it.
Showing us what true love really is.
Thank you.
Beautiful. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.